Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Darth Vader and Son by Jeffrey Brown is a humorous illustrated comic book that reimagines one of the most famous figures in popular culture as a father navigating the ordinary challenges of parenting. First published in 2012 and presented in a compact 64-page format, the book belongs to the Star Wars parody and family comedy niche rather than to traditional graphic fiction or serious nonfiction. Its purpose is not to retell the Star Wars saga, but to use its imagery and characters to explore father-son dynamics in a playful, accessible way. Brown turns iconic elements of the franchise, such as lightsabers, the Force, and the Death Star, into vehicles for everyday family situations. The result is a short, visually driven book that works as both fan humor and a light reflection on parenting, making it especially appealing as a gift item for Star Wars readers, parents, and fathers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Star Wars iconography used as a comic framework for family life. The book's central device is its transformation of familiar Star Wars imagery into domestic scenes. Darth Vader is not portrayed as a battlefield villain, but as a parent trying to manage a young son. And that shift creates the comic logic of the book. The humor comes from the clash between the grandeur of the franchise and the ordinariness of parenting. A lightsaber becomes a toy, the Force becomes a tool for mischief, and the Death Star becomes a workplace setting for a child visit. This framework matters because it allows Brown to keep the book instantly recognizable to fans, while making the material readable, even for people who are mainly interested in family comedy. The concept works less as a parody of Star Wars plot points and more as a reinterpretation of the emotional roles within the universe. By placing parental responsibility inside a mythic setting, the book turns a space opera into a series of small, relatable moments. Secondly, a father-son relationship built through jokes about discipline and affection. The book repeatedly returns to the tension between Vader as a stern figure and Vader as a caring parent. That tension gives the comic its emotional structure. Rather than presenting fatherhood as sentimental in a conventional way, Brown shows affection through awkward, funny, and sometimes clumsy interactions. The father-son bond is communicated through moments of instruction, supervision, and shared activity, which gives the book a recognizable parenting rhythm. Vader may be severe, but the setting makes his behavior feel like exaggerated fathering instead of pure villainy. This is important because the book does not rely only on satire. It also builds a surprisingly warm relationship at its center. The comedy works because the reader can see both sides at once, the intimidating Sith Lord and the dad trying to raise a child. That duality gives the book a broader appeal than a simple fandom joke, since it touches on universal themes of parental control, patience, and the desire to connect with a child. Thirdly, short-form comics that depend on visual timing and immediate recognition. Darth Vader and Son is structured as a collection of brief comic pieces rather than a continuous narrative. That format shapes how the book is read each page or spread functions as a self-contained joke, visual gag, or parenting vignette. This approach suits Brown's style, which depends on clear linework, expressive faces, and concise setup-payoff rhythm. The book does not need long exposition, because most readers already know the Star Wars characters, and can quickly understand the contrast being played for humor. The result is a work that is easy to enter at any point, which also makes it more gift-like and browsable than plot-driven graphic novels. The short-form structure is a strength because it allows the humor to stay light and concentrated. It also limits the book's depth in a deliberate way. Instead of developing a complex story, it offers a sequence of quick observations about parenting and fandom. That makes it ideal for readers looking for a compact, visually clever comic rather than a sustained narrative arc. Fourthly, a gift book aimed at Star Wars fans, parents, and fathers, the book's audience is unusually broad for a comic because it sits at the intersection of fan culture and family gifting. It is widely positioned as a present for Father's Day, birthdays, baby showers, and expectant fathers, which reflects how its humor depends on both recognition and affection. Star Wars fans enjoy the references and the inversion of Vader's image, while parents can recognize the exaggerated but familiar rhythms of child rearing. This dual audience is significant because it explains the book's cultural function. It is not trying to replace serious parenting books, nor is it only an in-joke for collectors. Instead, it becomes a social object, something bought and shared to signal humor, fandom, and family identity at the same time. That makes the book especially effective in gifting contexts, where a small, visually distinctive item is more useful than a long reading commitment. Its popularity in that role helps explain why it has remained memorable despite its brevity. Lastly, a light parody that humanizes a villain without turning him into a different character. One of the book's most distinctive achievements is that it softens Darth Vader without erasing what makes him recognizable. Brown does not rewrite Vader into a conventional sitcom dad. Instead, he places his established personality into situations where his severity becomes awkwardly domestic. That choice preserves the character's identity while exposing its comic possibilities. The book is effective because it uses parody with restraint. It does not depend on aggressive satire or broad pop culture mockery. Instead, it draws humor from a single, sustainable premise: what if the Dark Lord of the Sith had to navigate ordinary fatherhood? This restraint gives the book durability and helps explain its award recognition and wide appeal. It also differentiates the work from many novelty titles, which often rely on a one-note joke. Here, the joke is supported by affectionate artwork and by a clear understanding of how iconic characters can be made funny through context rather than distortion. The result is a parody that feels playful, not disposable. In conclusion, Darth Vader and Son is best suited for readers who enjoy Star Wars, light comic art, and humor built from cultural recognition rather than complicated plotting. It will appeal to fans looking for a quick read, parents who recognize the comedy of everyday child rearing, and gift buyers searching for something playful but polished. Its practical value lies less in instruction than in perspective. It turns familiar parenting tensions into visually clear jokes and reminds readers how comedy can emerge from ordinary family routines. Intellectually, it shows how a strong pop culture icon can be recontextualized without losing its identity. Compared with similar parody books, it stands out because it is genuinely affectionate rather than purely mocking, and because Jeffrey Brown's simple, expressive drawings give the concept warmth as well as humor. The book is also more accessible than longer graphic novels, since it works in short bursts and requires no special reading commitment. For those reasons, it occupies a distinctive place among licensed humor books and family-themed comics: compact, recognizable, and memorable without trying to be more elaborate than its premise needs to be. If you would like to support Jeffrey Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.